Thanks very much, Phil. It's great to see you all here. We have at the moment 7 members of the 10-member technical advisory group here. The others are on their way, so that's great. The technical advisory group is absolutely critical to this study, particularly, as Phil said, in the second part of the study. The first part was to do with estimating pollution in the manufacturing sector. That was a modeling exercise. The second part is to do with institutional and policy arrangements. And in that situation, there are many options. As they say, there are many ways to skin the rabbit. The stew will be the same. But there are many options. And it's only through expert judgment by those involved, like yourselves, are we going to select between the options. It's a matter of supporting government in making hard decisions of which institutional and policy options are best. There are quite a few that will do the job. So really it's a matter of helping government to make a decision. Now, in this, commonly they use what they call a Delphi method, which is based on expert judgment. Delphi was the village in Greece in ancient times where all the experts went to make decisions for the community. And so this is a Delphi group, a group of experts, and we follow your guidance very, very closely. Every meeting we've taken detailed record of your opinions and directions, and that's influenced the study greatly. Particularly now, this meeting is important because we're looking at institutional and policy issues. So the presentation I'm going to give is in two parts. One is to review where we've been. So many of you will have be familiar with the first part. It's just to summarize some of the key steps that we've followed and some of the key results relating to pollution estimates. The second part of the study is just to walk through the discussion paper on institutional and policy issues. So the first thing, I just wanted to make sure that everyone had the papers. We've got a discussion paper in Vietnamese and English. You all should have that. That is just a framework for our discussion. There's no commitment in it. It's just a set of ideas which have come from your involvement, but also the series of reports that were done by each of the ministries as part of the study. Right. So the other documents are the presentation, of course, in Vietnamese and English, so make sure you all have that. I'm going to show the presentation in English, but if you can follow it, if necessary, in Vietnamese, that'd be great. Well, first of all, the study had 3 objectives, as Phil has pointed out. The first was to help government in establishing a framework, a systematic framework, for setting pollution management priorities in the manufacturing sector. It only covers the study the manufacturing sector. The second is to establish a framework for monitoring and reporting on pollution in this sector. And the third is to identify the policy and institutional and procedural innovations which we need to introduce an effective industry pollution management system. I'll be mentioning this acronym IPM regularly. You're all very familiar with it, Industry Pollution Management System.